You're listening to the World Cup Betcast with WBX, the world's bet exchange.
And welcome to the WBX.com World Cup Betcast, pointing you in the right direction to back and lay in the 2010 World Cup. To help you make those choices, someone with first-hand experience of playing in a World Cup, outfield record appearance maker for Ireland, Kevin Kilbam. Let's look in this Betcast at Group D. This is Germany's group, joined by Australia, Serbia and Ghana.
Now this is a real tough group. I'm expecting one of the African teams to get out of the groups, the group stages, and go well. There's got to be a couple of them, with it being an African. So Ghana have got a chance here, I think. But I really think that anyone can win this group. I don't think that Germany are clear favourites. I actually have a little squeak for Australia to get out of the group. I think the 9-4 to get out of the group, and I think they've got a real good chance, because the teams that they're playing against, they'll fancy the chances, certainly against Germany and Serbia, certainly against those two teams, because most of the players are European based, very, very strong physical side Australia. They should be able to run over teams with the physical strength and the fitness level. So the only question mark will be against Ghana, because you just don't know how they're going to be. Their obvious big player, Michael Essien's, missing for them, but I think that they're going to have a right good chance to get out Australia. And that's one of my bets for the tournament, to get out. I think Australia will get out of the group.
And as far as Germany are concerned, does it matter for them whether Klose is on fire or not?
Well, the thing is with Klose, he's had a real tough season at Bayern Munich. He hasn't performed this year as well as he's been playing over the last few years. So, is he ready? Is he match sharp? Is he in the goal scoring form that he had been in previous World Cups? That's the question marks that's going to be over his head, and he'd be looking to answer them. But for me, I just think that Germany are not the force that they maybe were 4 years ago. Certainly with them being on home soil 4 years ago as well, that was the thing that got them through, I think, and got them to the semis, I think it was. And that's why I just think that Germany this time might not be the force that they were 4 years ago.
To download the rest of the group podcasts and for the best value in backing and laying the 2010 World Cup, just visit our website, www.wbx.com.
Join today and claim your free £25 bet. Go to wbx.com for more details.